Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yuengling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Spread your wings. Please drink responsibly. Yuengling. If you guys want to watch football with me tomorrow, we have Bryson's in Miami Springs on Sunday. Not tomorrow. It's Sunday. Tomorrow I got to go to a gender reveal party.
Whoa.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, she's having a gender reveal. We got the cans. I know what it is. I've known what it is for a while. In fact, I've had to even keep a tight lip around.
That's no fun.
What? What do you mean?
You already know.
I know, but we were supposed to be. It was supposed to be a Thanksgiving. We were supposed to do it there, but apparently the results didn't come in.
Do you have your fake surprise set up?
What's that?
Do you have your fake surprise set up? Because you already know, and you have to act surprised when you find out.
Oh no, because I know. I don't feel like I have. They know that I know because it's not like my. It's not like there was supposed to be a secret. It's not there. Was supposed
Here's
to be
what happens
secret.
In these things. Let me tell you something about people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to find out you knew, and they're going to be pissed off that they didn't know.
Why?
Because that's the way people are.
They shouldn't, though. We had the cannons. We know. I'm just happy it's not something crazy. Cannon seems like the most reasonable gender reveal thing that there is.
Cannons?
Yeah, cannons.
Oh, yeah. They shoot it up with the cannon. Hey, it's blue. Hey, it's pink, you know.
Really?
The baseball bat is a new thing now.
Yeah, but the guy never.
That's
gets
what.
It.
That's yeah. That my other sister-in-law and her brother and her husband did the baseball bat. They whiffed on the first one, but it didn't break, so they were good.
Yeah, there was one video where the guy took the pitch like he couldn't swing at it and it just fell to the ground. So it was a complete waste.
I found a guy on Twitter that I want to fight, and I don't even know what. I don't even know what.
Wait, we could sell it. We could train. Remember, they used to have the fighting on in Fort Lauderdale. What's that place? It was by Pure Platinum. What's that place that was on the side of that? Right on Oakland and Federal.
Yeah.
And they used to have Monday night
fights?
Fights, like just fans. You just go box, sign and release, and you box each other.
Here's a person I want to fight. And I don't even know. I haven't seen any of their tweets. I don't know what they stand for. I imagine they're Panthers fan. They changed their damn Twitter name to Sergei Forgolsky. I want to fight that person. You can go to hell, sir.
Hey.
You can go to hell.
Hey, I mean,
Sergei Forgolsky.
I think of things like this. You find your crew, right? Your guys you're going to support no matter what. And you be damned are the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, he's rated as second to last goalie in the league.
Whatever, bro.
See what I'm saying?
Whatever, bro.
See?
Not his fault. You've seen it. And we're going to go through 9 goalies. Giving up 4 goals a game, it's all on the goalies.
Funny, but if I say one name, you will say it's different.
Because
I've said the same thing about Ryan Tannehill. And you've said, no, it's different.
It is different.
It's not different.
It is different.
It's not different. The surrounding people around him.
The guy surrounding him, he's got a rhinoceros in his backfield right now.
Okay, but guess what? The players around him are better, and he's performing better. Sometimes everybody on your team is not going to be a superstar, but collectively, they're...
I'm kind of shook by this. So I'm watching the weigh-ins. The weigh-ins are already right now for the rematch of Andrew Ruiz versus...
Is it tomorrow or yesterday? Which way is it?
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
It's tomorrow. Right. So they're doing the weigh-ins right now. And Anthony Joshua...
Cafe Iguana.
He showed up to the weigh-ins. He showed up at 237 pounds, 11 pounds lighter than the first fight.
So he was 248?
Yeah.
Okay. So he figured, I better train. I better be ready to go 12 rounds.
Yep.
I'm going to be ready.
Yep. Andrew Ruiz.
I'm scared.
Andrew Ruiz.
I'm scared.
First of all, I was a little shook because at first.
This is literally what this means. We talk about fat cat syndrome.
Yes.
This is literally what it means. Please give me a weigh in.
Okay, Robbie. I've never seen this before. Now, mind you, it's heavyweight, so there's no limit. It's not even like UFC where there's a 265 limit. Boxing, there's no limit. But I've never seen before. I saw him in the face-off with Joshua. Joshua chiseled, shirtless, of course. Why would he wear a shirt? Ruiz was wearing a tank top. I'm like, he wore that on the scale? So I find the picture.
That's because they probably told him he would have to wear a bra.
I go to the picture. He's wearing a shirt on the scale.
Wait, a black one. Let's move to
slimming. Black tank.
Hides the gut better.
Holds it in a little bit. He weighed in. Heavyweight champion of the world. Has more belts than anybody. 284 pounds. 15 pounds heavier than the first fight. He's had 6 months to train.
I wonder if there's any line movement down after the weigh-in. I got to check that out.
I don't know, man. But that is something. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, that fight is tomorrow. It's Saudi Arabia, Andy Ruiz against Anthony Joshua. Andy Ruiz will be defending the WBA, the WBO, the IBO, and the IBF heavyweight titles. And you can see it on DAZN starting at 3 o'clock.
Any of those belts fit him anymore?
at the time.
I think they said it's going to be like a 6 o'clock main event is when it's going to start. So if you guys don't want to watch the whole card, I think that's when it's going to be when it's going to get going.
Is it going to be freezing punches?
I hope not, man. DAZN sucks. I'm going to be honest with you. It really is a terrible app, but, you know, they're also there. I mean, you knew DAZN was in trouble when they gave Canelo a $300 million contract. You're like, what? How can they afford that? That doesn't seem right. And then immediately your subscription gets doubled in price. Like, great. Thanks.
Maybe they should do what the Marlins did, trade Canelo. You know, maybe see the same other boxing promoter would take Canelo, take that contract off the books.
I think somebody would.
Somebody said that's kind of like Tua turn the ball over.
Oh, man. Is that Butterbee size? I don't know, man. That's pretty close.
I mean,
I'll check.
Butterbean could walk around without a shirt on. He was thick, right? But nothing was really flabbing.
Nah, Butterbean was weighing like 420.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
He was fighting at 420.
Yep.
Wow.
By the way, Joshua is still, the line hasn't really moved yet. It's Joshua's a minus 205 favorite. Andy Ruiz is a plus 175 underdog.
Where's the shirt to the weigh-in? Like, no care.
So,
not a care in the world. Whatevs. He's got it.
Yeah, I left this off the Magnificent Seven because I had some qualms about this fight because, you know, Ruiz did win the first time. Joshua should win the rematch, but I'm like, I didn't feel comfortable with
him. Well, listen, he knocked him down four times. Like, fat or not, Andrew Ruiz kicked the crap out of him. Like, it wasn't a close. He got knocked down to the third, got his ass up, and whooped Anthony Joshua's ass. Whooped him.
Right.
Wasn't a close fight. So, fat or not, he's got those hands.
Hey.
But it doesn't seem like he'd been doing a lot of training.
The better question is, can Ruiz play guard for the Canes? I tell you what, he got quick feet.
He does.
I've seen his workouts. Dude can move. I don't know how long. Like, football, you don't get, you know, these minute breaks.
Don't you have to have a good punch as a guard? You know, just to, you know, punch the incoming defensive tackle.
Get on in there.
Just boom. You got to have quick hands.
It's crazy. Is he going to even, but like, if he wins, like, what's he going to be the next fight? If he wins this fight, he's won two fights at those weights. Well, is he going to train anymore, or is he even going to, it's not that he's not going to train, but is he going to watch what he eats at all? Probably
no.
Not.
I mean, he's probably
eating like a king as champion, right?
Really? I just see him with a big turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
It's Thanksgiving, bro.
Dude, they just.
Huh?
It's Thanksgiving. Andy Ruiz Thanksgiving. Oh, my God.
It just doesn't sound right.
You know, like, he goes to a Brazilian steakhouse and he just takes all of the meat on the sword.
He just says, sit it on the table.
Yeah, just leave it.
Leave the knife.
Do you want it red, green? Just leave it. Hey, just leave me the sword.
Bring me some of those little finger things you guys like.
Yeah. Oh, man. What else you got, Robbie?
The Miami Heat back in action tonight, taking on the Washington Wizards at the American Airlines Arena. 8 o'clock tip-off. Coverage on the JetBlue Vacations pregame with Iso Tig gets underway 7 o'clock right here in the ticket.
Nice.
Yeah, Justice Winslow is questionable tonight with a lower back strain. We know Goran's not playing tonight.
Uncomfortable. His groin. As we learned from Ira yesterday, he had to have a stimulator on his groin just to make sure it was all good.
I do that on my back. You get all
little,
the time.
Those little pulsers.
Yeah. You got to own stuff like that when you brutal.
Brutal. What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, by the way, still no line. That's also uncomfortable. There's still no official line on this game, although the soft line is out there at minus 10.5. And the Panthers, they'll be back in action tomorrow night. They take on a revenge game for Bobrovsky. They're taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I saw that George Richards said it'd be very surprising if he didn't play. He has an interview with Bobrovsky. It's really good. You guys should check it out at The Athletic. But it says it'd be very, very shocking if he didn't get to play against his former team. You know, you ride Drieger after he has the shutout. Then you lose to the Minnesota Wild on just terrible play. Leroy was embarrassed for the Panthers when he was in the building. Embarrassed for the Panthers. And they're in their worst stretch right now. I mean, like, for all the good momentum, they've really hit a rut. But, man, I'd feel like it'd be kind of jerky if you're not going to have Bobrovsky play against his former club. Let's go.
Hey, you better be playing when we're out there a couple Mondays from now.
This 100%. 100%. I tell you what, though. This team, you want to talk about Team Petty, these Columbus Blue Jackets fans, they are happy. They are loving watching his struggles. They're eating it up. Somewhere Columbus Tobin is swaggering nipples because Bobrovsky is terrible.
He's not just terrible. The worst.
Nope. Second worst.
Damn it, there's no policy. There's no undercom policy.
Second worst.
I don't like Buddy changed his name on Twitter to Sergei Forgolsky. I don't like that.
I mean, I get it. It's not always his fault, but guess what? See, here's what I don't like about you. I'm going to tell you. Because you find the guys you like, and then the rules of Tobin criticism don't apply, right? Say if it was the equivalent to Hassan, you'd be pointing it out every day.
I just got the side angle on Ruiz. You can check that out.
Where is he?
Hey, he's coming. Don't worry. He doesn't even take off his sweatpants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why you gotta wear the hat?
He's Mexican. He likes wearing the sombrero to show support.
I mean, just look at. Oh man, look at that.
Yep, beefy.
Very
beefy.
Right. Oh no. Hmm? Torn pec.
Forehead. Oh yeah, Roquan Smith.
Your boy.
Oh
wait.
No.
Yeah. By the way,
that's your guy.
By the way, he's got a little Ruiz in him. Dude was looking portly.
Took that signing bonus.
No, hey, how big does he look?
He looks really big.
Like he was walking off the field. He got little bitty pencil legs and a gut.
Did you see that today is the 9-year anniversary of the famous LeBron Wade photo?
Oh, the alley-oop in Milwaukee.
The alley-oop in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that crazy?
Yep. Some call it the greatest sports picture of all time. We have it up here. It's over in our little mini bullpen that nobody ever sits in.
It was really cool at the time. Now it's just like, now you have a LeBron picture.
I like it. The thing that annoys me, though, is that I don't like that when people change Dwayne Wade to like LeBron's new teammates and then change his jersey. That really infuriates me. Like, I hated when Bleacher Report changed LeBron, the LeBron I pick game 6 from Boston, and they changed him into a Cleveland jersey. I'm like, bro, that's disrespectful. Don't slap the Heat's history in the face like that. That's not cool.
They have a Kyrie. They replaced Dwayne Wade with Kyrie Irving.
Sound like you're being petty.
Maybe, perhaps.
No, but that's taking it back to within the 4 years where we were petty. We're not petty anymore.
But they did the same thing with Butler.
Who?
When they were putting uniforms on Butler before he decided.
Butler doesn't have an iconic. Like he doesn't have an iconic moment.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, imagine changing like Ray Allen hitting the shot, but you put him in like a Kings jersey because he went and signed a 1-year deal with the Kings. It's sacrilegious. You don't do that.
Right. Ruiz is pulling a Buster Douglas. Nope. Because he ain't been champ long enough to get his own video game.
What else you got, Robbie?
All right, this is a couple days ago. I've actually been pissed that I've missed this headline.
Ooh.
But it's not really the headline. It's something that they said that this headline doesn't make any sense. So remember when Blake James said that there's no openings left on the schedule for FIU? You know, because they lost FIU and they need to avenge that as soon as possible. They need to schedule FIU as soon
100%.
As they can.
If you can schedule it next year, you got to do it.
So a couple days ago, Miami scheduled a home and home with South Carolina for 2026 and 2027. But of course, like, how are they scheduling that? And they just said that they have no openings to FIU. It feels like it's kind of, they're kind of boxed in there.
Yeah, no, unless it was one of those things where they basically had the deal done already. You know,
more
and
money.
You can't back out.
More money. Like, stop. Okay? It's all fine and great to play FAU and FIU. Okay, but they ain't generating no money by those games.
Got to avenge that loss, though.
Out of principle. They got, I mean, the FIU.
You know, if I was
game.
Them, I'd play 14 games next year and not have a bye week.
You know, you're probably right about that.
Or at least some really hard scrimmages.
No, but let me ask you a question.
Hmm?
And I'm being honest. You think if they scrimmage themselves, they're going to get better?
Good point. Box 10.
All the guys collectively, collectively, they couldn't beat FIU or Duke. I don't want them practicing against each other. I want them practicing against the talent that's been kicking their ass.
Well, you know, after the practice, they'll all talk about their stats afterwards.
100%.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Anything else, Robbie?
Yeah, about Inter Miami. They're set to play their first game March 1st of next year at the LAFC to open their season.
Yeah, they had handsome bloke David Beckham out at the site. He was kicking the old football there, love, on his new pitch. It looks good.
Is that field coming? Is it? I mean,
yeah, I think it is. It looks like it's coming along. Okay. It looks like. I think they're doing. I don't think they're building it on site. I think they're building it and bringing it in. That's how it's working. Yeah, they've done. I don't know. It's a soccer thing. They're weird.
So it's going to be basically a high school stadium where they just bring bleachers in.
Yeah, kind of.
Right. There's going to be no brick whatsoever.
One more headline. I can't believe it's taking me a while to get to this one. But apparently there's video out. I haven't seen the video yet, but OJ dancing with two ladies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there is. There is.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yours truly. Hey, Twitter world. Got me a couple foxes here.
Young ones?
Oh, yeah.
Young enough. I mean, what is OJ, 80?
Yeah. He's covering the spread.
Take care. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you in the morning. I want to let you guys know it is a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap in your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Please drink responsibly.
It is literally a Football Friday.
It is.
Because championship week starts tonight.
I know, man. It's exciting. It's exciting. Robbie gave you the whole breakdown of the Magnificent Seven. We'll have that out for you. If you missed it, you can download the podcast. Get it for you there as well. And the Heat are back in action tonight, taking on the Washington Wizards. Tip off for the American Airlines. We're at 8 o'clock tip off. Is it a Vice Wave Day, Robbie? They're not just switching back to the regular uniforms.
No, I believe it is.
It's like we're going to go.
And they're on a homestead, so they'll probably wear it for all the games.
We're just going to be on a run of Vice. That's how it's going to go.
So are we playing against one of our former Dodge the Bullet guys?
Oh no! Never wanted him. Never wanted him. I don't even consider Bradley Beal. Don't even consider him Dodge a Bullet guy because never wanted him. That's how it's rolling for me. You didn't want to be here. You want to sign with Washington?
Wait,
good riddance.
Wait, you fraud!
What?
Not only did you want him, you were willing to take his broke ass friend for $40 million with him.
Nah, you guys were all just
what?
I was just trying to make all the Heat fans happy. We got Harold Calderon joining us in studio. Kid Harold Calderon, 21-0, WBC Latino champion, number 14 in the world. Sorry, I didn't mean to short you there, Harold.
Moving up,
moving on up, man. So you are going to be back in action. It feels like we've been watching this journey, man. It's been really fun. But you're going to be back in action next Friday. You're going to be back in the ring.
Yep, that's right.
Excited?
I'm so excited. Definitely. You know, it's my first time doing a cross mix.
Yeah, what's going on here? Give me the rundown of what's happening here with this card going on. Because I saw you with the MMA gloves. I was like, are you going into the cage on Instagram, or this is going to be there's MMA and boxing on this card?
You know, you never know. Maybe one day I will put on those gloves, you know what I mean? But this one is a cross mix of MMA and boxing, but I'm sticking to boxing on this fight, you know. But, you know, just to see, you know, get my get closer to that venue where there's going to be MMA, you know, it intrigued me. So I definitely jumped on board.
Yeah, you're seeing, like, Masvidal start, like, the Miami connection. Because it's been funny, man, like, watching his fame rise, because we know that you represent Miami very hard. But it's been cool seeing him burst onto the national scene like that and Miami getting that spotlight, because we know that – you know, I've been talking about this for years with the fight community down here and how many great guys there are down here, including yourself. So it's been cool to see that be shed nationally.
He's been around forever.
He definitely has, and he's been putting in the works, and he's definitely holding the torch right now for, you know, all combat sports in Miami and putting the light for us. So, you know, we all got to take advantage. He's bringing the light, and we just got to do our part, too, to shine.
Did you see that reportedly McGregor wants a piece of him?
Hey,
that's bad news.
I feel sorry for him.
That's a bad matchup, man. Seeing what he did
in
APS.
He looks so tiny, though.
I don't care
how much weight he gains. He just looks tiny.
Even if he does that Billy strut, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I just see it that way.
Hey, all he has to do is last. Look, I figure I could fight Masvidal. Because all I have to do is last longer than 5 seconds.
And you'd feel proud of the
man. And I'm like, guess what? I never did this before. But you did. And you got knocked out in 2 seconds. So guess who I am?
Who's Leroy?
That's what he said to me. So he's,
You're looking for that. You're still steamed about that.
Oh.
Well, he's been on this kick, man, because he's like we've been talking about this with a lot of combat guys. We had George Foreman on recently, and George was like, yeah, man. George Foreman said Chuck Norris
would kick my ass.
79-year-old Chuck Norris. He is irate, because I haven't found a person in this building that would take Leroy to fight against Chuck Norris.
They messing with me.
Messing with you. We worried for you.
Dude. Y'all been what? When was the last time you seen a damn Chuck Norris film? 30 years ago? That's the last time he could kick.
He's looking pretty good on the gram.
No, right now he's doing this stuff. What do you call that?
Tai Chi?
Yeah, he's doing Tai Chi. He ain't kicking nothing. Come on, man. Hey, 79 to 79. I don't care how strong. I don't care how fast. I don't care how flexible. 79 is 79. And Leroy could kick a 79-year-old's ass. In the discussion.
No, you're still going to be kicking ass at 79, right?
I believe so, yeah. I'll be up for the challenge when I'm 79.
hey, look, let me tell you. I grew up in the hood, and periodically, if they say, Mr. Charles, he got his ass kicked. He was messing with them young guys, and one of them knocked him out. He shouldn't be messing with them young folks. That's what they'll say. Keep it moving. Nobody call the police. Nobody get arrested for beating old people. That's what they say in the hood. They say, hey, he shouldn't be messing with them young people. That's it. So what you think gonna happen to Chuck Norris? I'm gonna say, hi, Chuck Norris. Nice meeting you. Let's do this. Let's do this.
So you got this fight. It's coming up December 13th. It's gonna be at the Miramar Armory. That's going down. So, what are we feeling about this opponent? You gonna piece him up real good? Like, what's the game plan going and how you feeling?
Yeah, this fight I'm actually gonna fight at a catch rate at 150.
Oh,
yeah, because you know we gotta test
the holidays. You can't be cutting the welterweight of the holidays.
I know. I think I ate a little too much for Thanksgiving. Nah, let me stop. But yeah, so you know this guy fights at super welterweight. You know, just opening an opportunity. Maybe we for bigger fights to come in the future. To fill it out. You know.
You're pretty big welterweight. Like I'm always pretty stunned by the fact that you're cutting down to that. Like, cause you're not a short dude.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're just in the water because you never know if the opportunity comes. We'll definitely fight somebody at super welterweight or welterweight. You know,
does the weight cut get harder? Like, does it ever, or do you feel like you have it down to a science?
Yeah, I definitely have it down to a science, but it took time. Like, I used to struggle a little bit to make weight because I'm so big at my weight class. But yeah. I took note every time and got better, and you know, I got it down.
That
to
has
science.
To be the hardest thing for like, you know, there's a difference in have like every week we had a weigh-in where we had to be under a certain weight. Right, so if we cut weight, we practicing all, you know, we burning 5,000 calories a day, but you just get in the sauna and you're doing that on Friday. You got 2 days before the game.
Right.
Right. What these guys do?
It's insane.
Oh,
it's insane.
Is it you? Do you pay attention like when you're not fighting or training? Do you pay attention then because you're thinking, man, I know what I went through.
Right? Yeah, definitely. That's key. I try not to get too high over my weight, you know.
Okay.
What I mean, I maintain 10, 12 pounds max that I would go up. You know what I mean?
What's the craziest weight cutting tactic you've had to?
Had to be
before?
Early fights.
Yeah, way early. Even in my amateur days, like I used to do the sauna, stay there for like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or I'll bundle up and drive in the hot summer, like, you know, in a car with the heater on.
What?
Just to sweat. Like, I did that one time just to make it, like, I had a weigh-in.
Oh my God.
I was, like, 2 pounds over. I was like, man, I got to make it. So I did that. I bundled up in the hot sun. You know, it's hot out here in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to pass out. But I made it, you know. I lost that fight. That was an amateur fight. So I learned from then. I was like, yo, I'm never doing something like that again.
Oh, it was crazy.
That's bananas, man. So
I mean, I would have to think when you're younger, though, it's easier to drop the weight even though it's not as healthy. And because when you're younger, you have like last minute fights or stuff like that that is you're dropping weight more like all of a sudden.
Right. Well, yeah, no, but I mean, I say no because I've learned how to do it now. And I do it so healthy. I'm not even running the last week no more. Like, I know guys that the night before are running on the treadmill or running on the road trying to cut weight. I don't even do that no more.
You know who's not? Andy Ruiz.
Oh, have you seen Andy Ruiz?
Oh, he looks good, though.
He took away and with a shirt on because he is.
They just did it in Saudi Arabia, and he's 15 or 8. Was it 15 or 18? 18 pounds bigger than he was for the last fight.
But I thought he gained some muscle and
no muscle.
No. I'll show you the video right now.
He jiggled all the way up there.
I'm gonna show you the video because it was
everybody says Buster Douglas all over. I say no because Ruiz got them quick hands and them quick feet.
Let me see. Here we go.
That weight might affect him. I thought he was in the coming slimmer.
Don't worry.
No, he
see
did
him?
Not. He did not come in slimmer for this fight. AJ came in slimmer for this fight. Not Andrew Ruiz. He did not come in slimmer for this fight.
And look. When you overweight and you thick, don't be throwing your muscles up. Don't be like, they always do that move, right? Always.
Well, that's a good fat guy move. Like, I know that move. You put the arms up, but you look less fat.
No, except you get the turkey underneath. Oh, no. Everything start jiggling. But look, I'm going to tell you like this.
He definitely looks like he was enjoying turkey.
That's the kind of guy that you run into on the streets and you accidentally get knocked out. Because he got quick feet. Quick hands, and I'm more than sure that Joshua did not think this dude was doing it like this.
That's true. Definitely. Yeah, well, like, I would get it if I was Andrew Ruiz, because even being that big, you whooped him. You put him down four times.
Right.
With no notice.
That stamina is something. Dude, that it's the funny thing about watching heavyweights, you always watch, and they start wailing on each other, and you say, ooh, who going to last? Because somebody, and I don't care, even the muscular guys, it's not like when Evander was fighting. Like, it was going, or when Muhammad Ali, it was going 12 rounds.
Right.
This heavyweight division, like, do you have a favorite heavyweight? Because I know Mayweather's your guy for welterweight, but, like, do you have a favorite heavyweight of all these guys going right now?
Yeah, I got two right now. I like Luis Ortiz.
Of course, you know, hometown.
Definitely, yeah. Home and he's team. A good guy. I know him. I used to train with him a couple years back. He taught me so much.
Yeah, and I say this, like, Luis Ortiz is so badass because as the heights he reached, he's at, like, every show, it seems like, for all the guys down here. It's so cool. He's so accessible.
Yeah, I was just with him this weekend that just passed. You know, and I've known him for a couple years now. He's definitely a great guy. Nice person, you know. He's always trying to teach me some of his tricks that he knows, and I've learned a few.
Well, southpaws, right? You guys got to stick together.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple southpaws.
Yeah.
Like, what is something that he does that you just like his pure style? Because he's, Wilder. Look, Wilder's got alien power. It's something crazy. But Luis Ortiz, I mean, it took forever for him to even get the fight because nobody wanted to damn fight him.
I know the feeling. Trust me. I'm waiting for my opportunity too to shine, and like. He has a great style. He's very, you know, I think he's patient, but he knows when to pick it up, and he's just a smart fighter in and out. Like,
is that the most, like, the hardest thing? Like, when I watch fights, like, you kind of get a feel when you need to do more and when you on a good pace. Because some guys just come out and they're just going. They're moving. They know they have the stamina. They can just keep it going. Some guys go in there trying to feel their way around. Something go off in your head that say, look, I need to pick it up. I'm the contender or I'm the champ. I need to put on a good show. And then does it ever get to the point where I waited and now I got nothing?
I try to, like, take my time, but I know that there's a time when I have to pick it up. So, like, I'm not the type that is just going to go in there all in, you know, right away. I'm definitely going to take my time. I'm taking pictures of you, everything that you do, every move. You know, I'm studying you, you know, first couple rounds, and then I start capitalizing on your mistakes. Or even on mine, if I get caught with something, I'm going to switch up my defense or make a different move. You know, I try not to get hit with the same thing twice.
What about for this year for you, man? Because this was a big year. You won the WBC Latino Championship. You're now, 14th in the world. Like, do you feel like... I know you've been waiting a while, but do you feel like the cusp is there, like that you're going to get that big leap coming up in 2020?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been a few offers that have been coming to the table, you know what I mean? But it's not the right timing because they try to give you 3 weeks,
yeah,
maybe even a month to get ready for a big name. You know, I'm not going to say no names right now, but, you know, so if they're coming at me, they're just trying to take advantage. And I work
too
hard.
They're trying to use your record to get the other guy.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but it has to feel that stuff has to feel good, like it is close to being paid off.
Oh yeah, because I'm definitely seeing it, and the numbers is going up, the price keeps going up every fight, you know. So I know that I'm doing the right thing, and I'm definitely going to try to get that world title fight. That's my goal, and I'm not stopping until we get there. But it's got to make sense, and it got to be fair. Like, I need a fair shake. Like, don't try to call me 2 weeks before the fight, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you will get Andy Ruiz if you call me, because I'm going to put you down, you know what I mean? Right. But I would rather play it smart, you know what I mean? I've done everything smart this way.
It's better to be well-prepared for your opportunity than just a throw-in.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm not going to do it for the money. They could throw me any type of money. I'm not going to do it. I care about my career and what I've worked for. You know?
Well, one of the things that's great about going to watch Harold Calderon fight, especially down here, is the atmosphere. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you bring the crowd. Like, the people, your crowd is intense. They're very passionate watching you fight. So if anybody wants to get out to the Miramar Armory, like,
they give lessons. They do give fight lessons. I've heard boxing tips for people in the stands.
It's funny too. Like, it feels like your crowd does research. Like,
on
your opponents. Like, they'll know the damn names of family members,
yeah,
and dogs and stuff like that. Shouting it out. The guy's like, what?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's unbelievable. It's fun though, man. I got into it. You know, he used to drag me. I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
Definitely my fans and my family and my friends and everybody. They definitely put in the work with me. Like, they study the guy. They know more about him than me. They're like, yo, he's weak for the left hook. Go to left hook.
Yeah, that's what they yelling. Somebody, you hear a female voice go, hey, stick with the left hook. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the best way for guys to get tickets, Harold?
They could go online to globallegionfc.com, or they could send me a DM, or they could call 786-355-3587. You know, there's plenty of ways to get tickets to this fight. It's going to be a great show. You know, MMA, boxing, collide. It's, you know, you get two combat sports for the price of one. So I see it.
Before we get you out of here, you're a monster Dolphin fan and a monster Heat fan. But I remember we had you on before the season was starting, and you were not down for this tanking thing. What do you think about the Dolphins starting to put it together, man? Flores is looking pretty good as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is. I was surprised what we did this weekend. You know, we did really good.
Devontae Parker, man.
Fitzpatrick was throwing them bombs, and like everything 20 yards they was getting it. So yeah. it was just good.
Just not even wearing a chin strap. He's just out there full beard, ready to go.
Like, it's barely on there.
He's like a football Viking. Like, it matters not to him. And what about the Heat star? You liking it so far?
Oh yeah, what can I say? Like, we got, where we're number, we're one, two,
we're three right now.
I know we keep juggling up and down from the one, two,
at home,
three.
Taking care of business. That went in Toronto this week was fun. Bam's looking amazing. Obviously, Jimmy Butler's been fantastic. So it's been a fun ride this year so far.
Yeah, and them young guys, everything's looking good. Like, Miami is doing their thing in all sports.
Well, except for college football.
Professional, I guess, let's say.
Professional sports are doing good, though. Harold, looking forward to the fight next week, man. December 13th. Get on out there, everybody, at the Miramar Armory. It's going to be a fun fight. If you are a combat sports fan, Harold is going to be boxing, but there's going to be MMA fights as well. Check it out at globallegionfc.com. That is where you guys can get your tickets. Always appreciate the time, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Nah, thank you for having me.
We're back after this. Hit it.
Miami Heat hot stepping tonight into the American Airlines Arena, taking on the Washington Wizards. 8 o'clock tip off, 7 o'clock JetBlue Vacations pregame gets started right here on the ticket with ISO Tig. Big weekend. No Canes this weekend. Maybe it's a good thing. You know, we're not having Canes football. No one's going to be bemoaning and depressed on Monday about the Canes after losing to FIU and Duke. And, you know, they have to awaiting the next bowl game, which I've seen FAU in the bowl projections. I've seen, like, Louisiana Tech. I've even seen, like, Texas A&M. Man, the Canes would get destroyed by Texas A&M. I know Texas A&M is only 7-5, but they have, all five of their losses are to top-tier teams. And, hey, what's up? What's up, Tobin?
Hey, man, sorry.
No, you were escorting Harold Calderon down to see the Art Basel.
Well, it's so Basel-y here that you have to, you know, you have to get things right. So, yeah, I had to go through the maze of, like, dumpster, painted dumpsters and bananas that are up for walls for $100,000. So it was tough. I don't know what to tell you, man. But we always appreciate Harold for stopping by. And, again, go check out his fight next Friday. It's going to be at the Miramar Armory. It should be a fun night for the combat sports fan down here. Now, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave without hearing this one more time. I want to wait for Leroy to get back in here, though, because I need to hear this. So, the sound of the day, bar none, has been Bill Belichick's son. Can't get over it. I can't. It's too much. They're too alike, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Here's the problem. I know both of them. It's still frightening. It's still frightening that little guy right there ended up like that.
You knew him as a child.
Yes.
And he turned into his dad, but exactly like his dad. I don't understand.
It's scary.
Let me hear this, Robbie. This is Bill Belichick's son, Steve. Steve Belichick, the safeties coach. And this prepare to be horrified.
I haven't really thought about how it correlates. It's just trying to do my thing, and I think that's what's best. So that's what we're trying to do.
Steve, Phil asked you about the chore. Do you have a memory of your first football chore or one of your first football chores that he asked you to do?
Yeah, I got a couple memories of this.
And you want to share?
Any good?
Yeah, those are between me and him. Yeah.
What's the best way to
build? We laugh about him now.
When did you first start watching film? Like, he started when he was in high school.
I've been watching it for a while. Like I said, football is my thing. I remember watching Primetime with Chris Berman back when I lived in Cleveland, and just watching highlights, learning, going into my dad's office in Cleveland, spending time there, trying to watch film. Like I said, I don't think I knew what I was doing, but I was trying.
So other kids were watching cartoons, you were watching film?
I mean, yeah, I just wanted to spend time around football, spend time around my dad.
Any shot you can tell us who's calling plays on your defense?
I got it wrong.
I remember back at the Cleveland facility where Leroy would just pop out from corners to scare my dad, and
oh no,
my dad would not find it funny.
Yeah, that's about how that would go. Wait, did I ever tell you about how I got Eric Metcalf?
No.
You got Eric Metcalf.
So Eric Metcalf is probably one of the coolest dudes on planet Earth.
Okay.
From head to toe, cool, whisper, what's up, baby? What's happening? You know, cool, right? So we had condos where we lived right next to each other.
Okay.
They were adjoined. Every morning, he would get up, open his garage door, hit his remote start, his car would be on high, you know, because it'd be cold, and then he'd go take a shower, then go down, his car's toasty warm, back up out of the garage. So I said to him one day, "You just so cool, huh?" So one morning, he pushed the door, the garage door opened. I got up, put my clothes on, right? Heard the shower go off. I went downstairs and jumped in the back seat of his car.
Leroy, no, that's so bad.
Yes. Yes. Wait. And you think I'm lying? I'm going to have him call in next week.
Hold on.
I'm going to have him call in next week.
Wait. Did you wait till he started driving or did you do it before?
As soon as he got in the car and he went to hit the shift, I jumped up. He said, he said, I was
You're such a bastard.
He said, I was too scared to scream. he just went, yeah, I'm telling you.
This is going to end badly one day.
Huh?
This is going to end badly one day.
No.
Someone's going to have a pipe in their hand. They're going to hit you upside the head.
Here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to get me real good, and I'm going to, like, pass out. Right? Like, I just see me just going, and collapse, and they go, oh boy. Like, it's just like.
He went out
I've
how,
never,
he went look, out how we wanted to be scared.
Because I'm not, I don't get scared like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember when you threw the lizard while I was doing live read?
You weren't pleased, though.
I wasn't pleased, but I didn't jump. Right? I just played it off. Right?
Nearly cursed.
Nearly cursed. Yeah. Here's what happens. On the inside, it feels like, clear! But on the outside, by the time it gets there, everybody's disappointed that they didn't scare me.
If you really want to get Leroy upset, you talk about tanking.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put 5 first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They never worked like that. Check the history of
Hey, wait.
It's funny every time.
I have a question.
It's funny every time. Yes.
How does a guy eat 17 empanadas and give you $5? He must think this is the most affordable empanada place in the world.
He thinks it's an empanada charity.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Last time he sent me $3.
Averaging $4.
So now he thinks that, okay, if I up it to 5, that's all you can eat buffet.
Right. Like, man. Not that I was waiting for anything, but yeah. Come on. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right. So
what do we got this weekend?
Tonight, we got
Utah
Pac-12 championship.
Oregon.
Utah, Oregon, which is perfect because they're going to get their own moment to shine.
Where is Justin Herbert in the prospect powerings? Is there any chance he can jump in the top 5?
Top 20.
He's like, I have him at 17 right now.
Right.
All right. So he'd have to have like a 6-touchdown game to get back in.
No, he won't get back in it. The only way he could get back in is some of these East Coast teams go and see him throw the ball, and they get impressed by his workouts.
Yeah, but Robbie's up. So when
his football hasn't been good this year.
It's a notepad. It's like a loose notepad game. You just casually take some notes. It's not a full bred notepad game like on Saturday, but it's a notepad game nonetheless.
So you have that. You have Heat tonight. TCB game against the Wizards. Going to show Bradley Beal all his regret. It's a regret game. It's a regret game for Bradley Beal. Sometimes it's a revenge game. It's a regret game for Bradley Beal. Tomorrow you have Panthers taking on Columbus, revenge game for Bobrovsky.
Bro, what a weekend.
All right.
Is he playing?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it seems like he's playing.
You should ask the coach if he's playing.
Yeah. Tomorrow we got heavyweight championship of the world. Andrew Ruiz taking on Anthony Joshua.
What time does that start?
Main card's at 3. I would say 5:45 to be safe for the main event. This is when you should probably be
I like the no midnight first punch.
I do too.
Even though it's on freezing punches, you know.
I mean, sometimes I like the whole anticipation of a day. I mean, it changes. And then on Sunday we got Heat Bulls, and we have, of course, Adam Gase's last dance.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
The Petty Bowl.
So it's a fun stacked weekend, everybody. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the games. A reminder: listen next week. We are giving away tickets to Panther Senators. We're gonna have a show night out at the hockey game.
Yep.
We're gonna be excited about that. That's gonna come up not next Monday, but the Monday after, so the 16th against the Ottawa Senators. So be listening next week for that. Everybody enjoy the football, all the sports this weekend, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.